Afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. This 3 o'clock committee meeting is starting at 3:07 p.m. I call this meeting of the Senate Elections Committee to order. We do have a quorum. We have one bill up today. As is our custom, after we hear from testifiers, I will ask if there are amendments to be offered. Then we will go to member discussion and questions. We will finish our business by 5 p.m. and with any luck, long before 5 p.m. The only bill we have up today is the Elections Finance Omnibus Bill. And Senator Carlson, I understand we have an A3 amendment. And Senator Carlson, would you like to move the A3 amendment to Senate File 4260? This is not an author's amendment because this is not the first time the bill has been heard, but perhaps you can describe it for us.
You are correct. We do have that amendment, and I don't think I have it out yet of my packet. Yes, Madam Chair, our description of this of Senate File 4260 is as amended by the A3 amendment, and the A3 amendment is a fairly simple one, and it gets it into final shape here.
Okay, and yeah. And Senator Carlson, would you like Mr. Erickson to go through the A3 amendment?
Madam Chair, yes, I'd like you to crack the whip on the
description. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
Mr. Erickson.
Senator Carlson and members, the A3 amendment is a little bit similar to the amendment we saw for this bill earlier this session. There's one added section, but I'll walk through because the sections are doing quite a few things in each one. So in section one, we're just adding some language that says these are one-time transfers and appropriations to the voting equipment grant transfers and the Dropbox account transfers that are in the Secretary of State's base. So this functionally turns off those two grant programs and frees up the money that is no longer being spent there. If you move down into section two, there's some numbers that are changing there. I'll come back to those in a second. But if you go down to lines 2.9 through 2.14, you'll see that the numbers there are capturing the amounts that we just saw canceled from the Vega account and the Dropbox program, and are repurposing them for the voter for a transfer into the voter account that was enacted last session. There's also a little bit of new money in there, which I'll get to when I walk through the spreadsheet in just a moment. The last piece that's going on there is there's an addition of some new money because we are moving what had been in an uncodified section, just a direction to MMB to transfer money from the general fund to the voter account, and we're clarifying the authority, the responsible agency for that transfer by moving it into the Secretary of State's appropriation here. In section three, you'll see the skeleton of the old transfer from the general fund to the voter account. That part is the language that's being deleted on 2.19 and on 2.22 to 2.23, so that the voter account transfer is no longer taking place that way. It's the what I just described in section two. And instead, what we're seeing here is a transfer from the Vega account in fiscal year 24 into the voter account. So this is capturing a little bit of money that, like I said, we're turning off the Vega account transfer. However, in fiscal 24, that transfer's already been made. So we're now taking the money out of the account where it is and moving that into the voter account. And then finally, in section four, you'll see a new appropriation to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board to develop online training capabilities for campaign treasurers, which is a one-time appropriation. All of that is a lot of language to move that around. So if you want to look at the spreadsheet with the timestamp 11:45 on April 5th, you'll see how this money is moving along, and it's separated out by section. And so you'll see the section one where those transfers are turned off going forward going forward, of course, meaning from 2223 when those had been enacted. In section two, you'll see the compilation of those amounts that are totaling to the new paragraph at the bottom of the Secretary of State's appropriation. So the transfers from last year, the increase from Vega, the increase from the Dropbox grants, and the new money. Then down in section three, you'll see the turning off of that voter account transfer that's been moved and the change to the one-time Vega account transfer. And then finally on section four, you'll see that new $50,000 in fiscal 25 one time. And so then you will see finally near the bottom that the change for the special revenue fund where Vega is operated out of, it's a net zero change. And then the general fund, it is a $500,000 change in fiscal year 24-25 and a $200,000 change in the tails, which was the committee's target.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Erickson before we vote on Senator Carlson's motion? All right. All those in favor of adopting the A3 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right. The motion carries and is adopted. So, Senator Carlson, please go ahead and present your bill.
Okay, as Mr. Erickson explained, this proposal focuses on bolstering the resources available to...
Senator Carlson, can I interrupt you briefly? Can you pull that microphone a little closer to you?
How's that?
Use your Swadzinski voice.
Okay, my outside voice. As Mr. Erickson explained, this proposal focuses on bolstering the resources available to local election officials who are the backbone of Minnesota's election system. Last year, I'm proud that we established the Voter Fund, which distributes funding to local governments to help defray, in a small part, many expenses that they incur to administer elections. Unlike other election-related grant funds that the legislature has established over years for local governments, the voter funds are guaranteed to continue and be distributed by a formula so that local governments can rely on them and actually build them into their budgets. We were able to invest $1.25 million annually in the voter fund last year. This bill shifts the funding from other grants to the voter fund at the Secretary of State and County's request and adds most of the committee's general fund target to that fund. With this investment, we are more than doubling the amount that the state is dedicating to defraying costs incurred by local election officials by administering the state's elections, for administering the state's elections. The only other appropriation included in the bill is an idea that came from recent discussions with Mr. Sigurdsson from the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board. We need to do all we can to support campaign treasurers. Given the critical roles they play in our campaigns, they are the keys to campaign finance compliance and transparency. The Campaign Finance Board does not have the expertise in adult education, nor the best tools for training treasurers from across the state. But this one-time appropriation will provide the board with the resources to improve their online training and support the people who are the key to our system. With that, we can hear from our testifiers. And I believe we have testifiers either online or here. And Madam Chair, you can call them up if you'd like.
Thank you for your presentation, Senator Carlson. And our first testifier will be Secretary of State Steve Simon. Welcome, Mr. Secretary. If you can just identify yourself for the record, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Steve Simon, Minnesota Secretary of State. I want to thank all of you, the entire committee, Chair Carlson in particular, for this opportunity. And I want to thank you also for what you did last year, and that's creating the voter fund in the first place. That funding is groundbreaking. It is historic. It's the first time that I'm aware of in the history of Minnesota where we as a state, you in the legislature, have declared and determined that this is something worth doing, a recognition of the expenses that are involved in running elections at the local level. So it's important. And we know that the business of elections has gotten more complex, it's gotten more expensive, And the funding that was passed last year of $1.25 million per year was a starting place. And I'm pleased to support Senate File 4260. The A3 amendment, as you heard, moves two grant funds, existing grant funds, into the voter fund. So it's really just moving existing funds around. There's no new appropriation here. It's just sensibly merging these into this all-purpose fund. And that merger totals an additional $1.7 million per year. It also adds new money this year and in the tails. So I often say that counties, cities, and townships are our partners in our office, our teammates. We're all in this business together. It is very much a team sport. And this investment provides local governments with a dependable, ongoing, reliable funding stream to help assist with elections and elections-related costs. This fund and the increased resources will allow counties to save for anticipated technology investments and dedicate additional funds to election operations to ensure election processes that are fair, accurate, honest, and secure into the next generation. Counties will report to our office at the end of this calendar year as to how they spent their funds for fiscal year 2024. And that report will then be shared with legislators and the public in early 2025. One last thing, Madam Chair, I just want to be clear, and I think members know this, but just to make a record of it, this funding does not and should not supplant local government's responsibilities to fund their elections. This is not a buyout. No one I know is asking for that at the local level. This is not the state seeking to assume all costs of administering elections locally, but it is an assist. It's a helpful, useful, and I would say necessary assist to help defray the costs, at least at the margins, that local governments are feeling. So it's a clear way to show support to our elections administrators all over the state. And I know I'm biased, but I think our local elections administrators in our townships, our cities, our counties are the best in the United States of America. They're fantastic teammates. So I will hope that you will join me in continuing to support this innovative way to fund our election partners. Thanks, Madam Chair and members.
Thank you, Secretary Simon. We appreciate your testimony today. Our next testifier is online via Zoom. Debbie Erickson is the Crow Wing County Administrative Services Director. And if you can just state your name for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. My name is Debbie Erickson. As you said, I'm the Administrative Services Director for Crow Wing County, where I have administered elections for over 25 years. And today I'm representing the Association of Minnesota Counties, Minnesota Association of County Officers. And I'm also, while I'm not talking on behalf of LMC, I am also stating that our cities and townships are feeling kind of the same things as well. On behalf of MACO, I want to thank Senator Carlson and the committee for the continued discussion around increasing the appropriation to the voter fund account. We greatly appreciate the partnership, as Secretary Simon said, between the state and local governments to ensure that the vital responsibility of elections administration has consistency throughout the state and isn't fully dependent on the local property tax resources a county or jurisdiction may or may not have. And Senate File 4260 continues to strengthen that partnership. During a previous meeting, you heard testimony from Secretary Simon on the funding formula that was used to provide base funding to every county, along with scaled funding based on registered voter counts, and the requirement for counties to work with their local municipalities to distribute the funds or to enter into agreements on how those funds should be expended. I wanted to give you a little bit more background on that and how it's working in actual practical ways as well. Many counties have entered into agreements with their cities and towns to allow their allocation from the voter fund to be retained by the county to utilize the funds on behalf of the municipalities. For instance, one county provides election administration services to their cities and townships and then bills back after an election typically. And now, instead of billing for the full amount of the services, the cities and towns received a credit based on what they would have received from their allocation of the voter funds. Another county covers the full cost of elections for municipalities, except for local election judge training and election day judge costs. So voter funds were used on behalf of all cities and towns at the county level to cover the cost of administering the elections. Common uses of the funds are to offset costs of mailing ballots, absentee administration, technology needs, and other election-related costs. And to provide you a dollar and cents example, in Crow Wing County, we have around 46,500 registered voters in 48 municipalities. In 2023, we received an allocation of $15,600 from the voter fund. Based on the formula you previously heard from Secretary Simon, in my county, the total amount to be distributed to cities and towns was $3,900, which was an average of $81.23 per precinct, with the median amount actually being about $38.26 per precinct. The $15,600 that we received represented approximately 4% of my county's election expenses for 2023. Now, I will point out that our 2023 budget did not include the cost of new mandates or expenses relating from legislative changes passed in the last session, and as such, with a similar allocation expected for 2024 under the existing law, the percentage of partnership would be about 2% in my county. So as Secretary Simon said, we're not looking for anything that is going to supplant. This is just a good partnership that helps to supplement the costs that are being expended for elections administration. MACO did perform an expense study that contained 7 years of data reported from 52 counties. And based on that data, with the proposed increase to the voter fund that Senate File 4260 as amended would provide, it would put us at a roughly a 15% state share in the election costs, which would be a much appreciated advancement in our partnership. Thank you so much for continuing to advance collaboration in our elections administration. And I am extremely excited to urge your support for Senate File 4260 and happy to stand for any questions.
Thank you so much for your testimony, Ms. Erickson. We appreciate it. Any proposed amendments to the bill before us today? I see no amendments. All right, let's open it up for any discussion or questions.
Madam Chair.
Senator Grant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Carlson. Looking through the bill, I think you've got a good consolidation of those funds into all of the voting activity for all of our municipalities, and so I think it's a good thing. I appreciate the $50,000 for the campaign finance as well. We can't, with all of the expansion they've had in their responsibilities, looks like they're going to need it. But those are going to help everybody across the board. So with that, Madam Chair, I have no additional comments for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any other comments, questions, discussion? All right. Well, then we will take a vote on this bill. Senator Carlson moves that Senate File 4260, as amended, is recommended to pass and be referred to the Finance Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. The motion carries. The bill is recommended to pass and re-referred to the Finance Committee. We should always be so efficient. That is all the business we have. We will have probably one more hearing this year, but we'll not meet again this week. With that, we are done with our business today, and this meeting is adjourned.